It did rain all night, and I sense that drip-drop kind of pattern. I'm Keith Seinfeld with weather expert Cliff Mass of the University of Washington. Cliff, you said a few days ago the switch has been pulled, and it does kind of seem like that. Is this what we can expect? More of the same?
It's just amazing how things have changed. I mean, a few weeks ago, we were talking about heat and temperatures in the 70s and no precipitation. And now it's completely different. I'm going to be talking about snow in the mountains. It's extraordinary. Right now, the conditions are pretty interesting outside. We have a low that's going north of us. A front is just moving through the region. And the winds are gusting up some places as much as 25, 30 miles per hour. In fact, I just saw a gust almost 35 miles per hour on the Evergreen Point Bridge. So it's kind of blustery right now, but that's going to back off as we get into the later in the morning. Today is going to be a day which is very what we call post-frontal in the business. There'll be a lot of showers, you know, showers and sun breaks, that type of thing. And the temperatures are going to start cooling off. So, you know, if you're planning to be outside, you know, you could get hit by a little shower. And the showers are going to be worse in the mountains. And that's going to be the pattern we'll see for a long time now. We're getting into this cold, unstable air mass, and the atmosphere starts percolating up and down. And you get these showers. And, you know, they're kind of hit and miss if you're in the lowlands. But if you're in the mountains, there's going to just be a steady drumbeat of these showers coming in, one right after the other.
Is it going to be the same thing all weekend? I guess we're wondering if we need to have umbrellas all weekend.
Well, it's going to be pretty much the same all weekend. And that is, you know, low chance of showers at any particular location in the western Washington lowlands. So maybe, you know, 30, 40% chance of showers for much of the weekend. But in the mountains, it'll be much higher. But the most interesting thing is the fact that the temperatures are going to be cooling down. A very deep trough is going to develop in the eastern Pacific. Cold air from Alaska and the northwestern part of Canada is going to move southward over the Pacific. And that's going to drive southward first over us and then over California. Now, this is not going to be air that will be cold enough to give snow in the lowlands, but there will be snow in the mountains, and certainly above 3,500 feet. In fact, I think the snow level could drop to around 3,000 feet. So by the time we get to the end of the weekend, we're going to start seeing white stuff up in the mountains above the lower passes. And we're talking on the order of maybe, you know, 1 to 8 inches. One if you're near 3,000 feet, and if you're up to 4,000 or 5,000 feet, there could easily be 8 inches, maybe even a foot by the time you get to Monday and Tuesday. So it's a real interesting transition, and this cold air is moving south of us. That's the fascinating part of it. It's going to keep on going into California. And so the snow is going to spread first into Oregon and then into the Sierras. So even like Lake Tahoe, those areas, they could very easily get, you know, 6 inches of snow or more as we get into the late weekend and early next week.
I guess it's the end of this season. If you were wanting to go hiking in the high country, snow is arriving now.
That's right. So, you know, if you were planning a hike in the mountains, this is not a very good weekend. The only place you might be able to get away with it a little bit is if you got to the eastern slopes. I mean, the, you know, there may be a little bit of pushover the mountains, but that would give you at least a chance. So if you're looking for sun this weekend, I mean, a good place would be go to Vantage or something like that.
And did I hear you right that if you're going to be in the urban Puget Sound area and you want to go out and rake leaves or do something outside, I guess it's not going to be totally wet. Is that right?
It'll be the showery regime, but most of it's going to be in the mountains. So I'm not going to tell you it's going to be dry. And if there'll probably be a shower or two over, let's say, 6 hours or 8 hours, but you can work around that. I mean, there will be substantial breaks pretty much anywhere you are. And, you know, you just avoid them. I mean, one way I avoid them, of course, is using the weather radar. In fact, anybody can use the weather radar. It's online. You can animate it. You can see where the showers are. And you could actually use that to dodge the showers and plan your life. But in any case, it's not going to be any kind of torrential downpour or strong front that's going to keep precipitation in for an extended period. That's not what we're going to see in the lowlands.
Does this mean we're getting an early winter? It's snow already in October?
Well, getting, you know, our first hit of snow sometime mid-October is not that unusual. You know, generally we get something mid-October to two-thirds through. Getting a dusting or even several inches of snow is not that unusual.
Thanks, Cliff.
Sure.
Cliff Mass is a professor of atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington. I'm Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.